Good afternoon, I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time to take a look at the arts here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Today, my topic is the Hammond Marina's annual Venetian Night Celebration. The theme this year is Christmas in July. It's a day-long event that includes a car and bike show, food, adult beverages, a live music stage, and so much more. We're going to talk in just a few minutes with the director of the Port Authority, Mylon Krasinski. We're also going to talk to Dave Dillard, who is performing in the guise of Jake of the Blues Brothers. That's right. Joliet Jake will be joining us. We're going to feature some music from the Blues Brothers, the actual band that will be performing. In fact, I think we'll start off by letting the music do the talking. Here's a classic short track from the Blues Brothers.
We'll bring Mylon on after this.
I went partying the other night, started drinking and got a little tight. I bought a shot for all of my friends, tasted so good we had to do it again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, looky here, draw me one, draw me two, draw me three more glasses of beer. Saw a girl sitting on the end, I said, baby, can we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, looky here. Yeah. Draw me one, draw me two, draw me three more glasses of beer. Play it, Elwood.
Tender. Hey, you can't go wrong with that one. One, two, three more glasses of beer. We're talking about the Blues Brothers. We're talking about the Hammond Marina's annual Venetian Night Celebration. We're going to have the Blues Brothers out there. We're going to have beer out there. We're going to have brassy music. We're going to have car and bike shows. We're going to have all sorts of fun stuff. And here to tell us about it is Mylon. He is the director of the Port Authority, Mylon Krasinski. Mylon, how are you?
Wonderful. Boy, that really put me in the mood for tomorrow. I can't wait.
I know. This is going to be a great show. And Dan Clark here, you are the resident weather news guy. What's our weather looking like tomorrow? Tell us it's good.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, Tom and Mylon, tomorrow is going to be a great day. It's going to be sunny all day. High of 77, no clouds, and then tomorrow night mostly clear and a low of 60. So perfect for some Blues Brothers listening right there.
Ideal.
It really is.
Now, we you know, it's great when it's hot here at the marina, right? As you could always guess.
Oh yeah,
it does bring out a few extra boaters. And tomorrow's in honor of the boaters and Venetian night, them decorating their docks, and some folks will decorate their dinghies and light them all up in the you know Venetian tradition as they used to do in Italy, and I still think they do. But it's also for the public to come out as well and participate. So we like all of our friends that are not boaters to come to the marina, enjoy what we have for daytime events and evening events, and then fireworks tomorrow night to end everything about 10 o'clock at night.
And what's very cool about this, we need to stress this, is that it's free to the public. It's family-friendly, it's free parking, free admission. Yeah. All you have to do is show up, right?
That's it. All you have to do is show up. And when we run out of space, and we do in a couple of our parking lots that are very large, we move folks over to the Horseshoe parking, their outlot parking, parking over by the Amtrak station, and then parking west of Lake Avenue. And we shuttle people back and forth with golf carts and with as much equipment as we possibly can get out that way to get people back and forth.
Now, we've also got Dave Dillard, who is Joliet Jake of the Blues Brothers. He's on the phone with us as well. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
I like that talk about, dressing up your dinghy, you know. I like a good dressed-up dinghy.
Now, tomorrow, you guys are going to be playing a lot of music. We got two sets, two 75-minute sets. You're going to do a meet-and-greet after the show with everybody. And how excited is the band?
275 minutes. You got to be kidding. I didn't know we were going to play that much.
You better learn some new songs.
Holy moly. I better call up to some of the guys in cell block C and get some help over here, you know.
We're going to have a lot of fun. I know I've seen you, and it's a very exciting show. So I do suggest that everyone bring their dancing shoes.
Yeah, or just pull your shoes off and dance. That works, too.
All right. Tell us a little about
it. Brothers is an outspringing from our band that we've had together since 1985. And surprisingly enough, the majority of the guys with the band have been with me that whole time, 20, 30 years.
Right.
Playing this music and hanging out together and traveling together and having some fun. So that's our deal. You know, we like to have fun, and I think that we show it.
Uh-huh.
And encourages other people to join us and get into the mood and, like I say, dance a little bit, get a little crazy, and, have some fun.
You're going to fit in real well at the marina.
Well, I think we will.
Yep.
We got a big stage coming. It's like the biggest event, music event of the year for the marina, correct?
Yes, it is. Each year we try to improve a little bit on years past, and this year we're bringing in a rather large stage, and we're placing it in a little different area in our parking lot, so we can accommodate not only the stage and the band, but also more folks to attend and dance with their shoes off, and then that way it just makes it a little bit easier for folks to get around. Not just having it on the patio, but a little bit more in the parking lot.
Right. Tell us a little bit about what else is going on there. I mean, it starts early in the morning. There's going to be a bake sale, a car show, kids stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have daytime events for families, for kids, for adults, and then bring the food vendors out, and then get the band here hopefully right around 3:30, 4 o'clock. They could begin setting up, and they should be starting right around 7.
Okay. Right now, we're going to go back to another classic Blues Brothers song. This is the Blues Brothers that you're going to be seeing on stage tomorrow. Their version of Rubber Biscuit.
Well, that wasn't too bad. Let's do that again. Pow, pow, pow. I didn't want to hit a body, hit a mama. I didn't want to hit a body, chip water. I didn't want to hit a body, hit a mama. I didn't want to hit a body, hit a mama. I didn't want to hit a body, hit a mama. Now, have you all ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you got two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Bow, bow, bow. You know, the other day I had me a ricochet biscuit. Now, a ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall and into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, man, you go hungry. Pow, pow, pow. You know, the other day I had me a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Pow, pow, pow. Well, what do you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Rubber biscuit? That is the Blues Brothers from Chicago. That's blues with a Z. And those guys have been around a long time. And they'll be performing tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, they'll be out at the Hammond Marina for Venetian Night. The marina is located at 701 Casino Center Drive in Hammond. And there's a event page online if you want to check that out. And
you know, Tom, I want to mention, it sounds like they're going to be having a lot better weather tomorrow. It's looking nice.
So let's get the storms blown out today.
Right, exactly. Let it happen
today. Get them out of the
way. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day. So
we have Dave Dillard of the band with us, plays Joliet Jake on stage. We've also got Mylon Krasinski, who's the director of the Port Authority at the marina. And we're talking about tomorrow's big event. And Dave, you guys have the distinction of actually playing for a long time, many, many shows, at the House of Blues in Chicago, which, of course, was started by the Blues Brothers.
That's correct. We're lucky enough when they first opened the House of Blues to kind of be their House Blues Brothers band for about 5 years. Got the first call for any jobs down there, which were mostly corporate type gigs and that kind of a thing. And so we had a good time down there working with the people at the House of Blues.
I know you played in Northwest Indiana back in March at the Pet Rock event, but I haven't seen you around the area, around the neighborhood, so to speak, for a while now. Are you guys keeping busy?
Yeah, we just appeared in Park Forest last Wednesday. We did one of their summer concert series there, and then over the holiday weekend, we were up near Michigan City, which is kind of in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
For a private affair. Let me tell you, one of the craziest dance crowds we've seen in many years that were at the Long Beach Country Club.
Mm.
We played up there, and so yeah, we're around the neighborhood, and this year we've done several out of state jobs, Kansas City and things like that. So yeah. We're still busy, and, still getting around. But of course, you know, we are always looking for some good working situations, that kind of stuff. So anybody out there that might be interested in booking the band, come on out to Hammond. come up and see us, say hello, and be happy to come out and do some stuff for you.
So you guys are on like a work release program from the prison then?
As often as we can get away from there, man, I'll tell you, it's a blessing to have the band and be able to travel a little bit and, you know, get out of the confines of the Joliet Correctional Facility.
Yeah, you're talking about crazy dance floors. I guarantee you, you're going to find craziness running amok at the marina. Am I right, Mylon?
Oh, yeah. It's a big day for the boaters. They thoroughly enjoy Venetian Night. They love to get into the theme. And, you know, with boating, there comes a little bit of adult beverages, and they make sure that they have their fill that evening, and it lasts quite a while, even beyond the 10 o'clock fireworks, and it's okay. We expect it, we enjoy it, and we want our boaters to have a good time.
Well, I was there for the Labor Day party last year, that was pretty crazy. And from what I understand, Venetian Night gets even crazier. It's even bigger.
It does. And we're safe. We have enough friendly security around to make sure everybody enjoys themselves in a safe manner. And we just love to invite, again, the boaters and the public to this free event, free parking. Just come up to the lakefront and be able to enjoy.
And again, this is tomorrow, Saturday, July 8th. It's at the Hammond Marina at 701 Casino Center Drive in Hammond. And you can find the event pages up on Facebook. And what is the website that they can go to, Mylon?
HammondMarina.com.
All right. Easy enough to remember.
It's real simple. Yep.
I will say that we've played other Venetian nights and boating events, and I will say that the boaters are amongst the most fun people to be around in situations like this. Like you say, they love to party, and so it's always a good time, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
And we are too. Thank you. Thank you for accepting the invitation and coming to the marina.
Hey, any reason to get out of the old confines, man. Thanks for having us.
It's interesting because you guys have a theme this year, Christmas in July. Tell us about that, how that came about and what that means.
Well, we have an office staff of six ladies, and we let them kick around for 3 or 4 months, different themes. And last year was easy because we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a marina. So they've been wanting to have this Christmas in July for a few years, and we caved in and said, "Sure, go with the Christmas in July theme." It'll spark, we think, a lot of interest, a lot of decorating is what we like to see, a lot of lights. Christmas time, we all have a lot of lights up. So we figured, why not go with this theme and see what the day brings? So probably folks will be dressed in as presents, maybe, different costumes. Yes, not only do the docks get decorated, but the folks that are slip holders on the docks also participate rather freely, as my friend from the Blues Brothers had said. The boaters really get into the whole theme and the party atmosphere. So this is just one of many, and we'll see how this all turns out come tomorrow.
All right, we're talking about the Venetian Nights at the Hammond Marina. You're listening to A Look at the Arts here on Lakeshore Public Radio. My guests, Joliet Jake himself, Dave Dillard of the Blues Brothers, a tribute, national touring tribute band of Chicago, international, you might say. Mylon Krasinski, who is the director of the Port Authority, and Christmas in July is the theme. It's going to start early on at 8 a.m. with the All Marina Bake Sale. Tell us about the car and motorcycle show, Mylon, at 10 o'clock. What's that entail?
This is our third year of the car show, and we're thrilled because there's a number of boaters that not only have nice boats and yachts and jet skis, but there's a few of them that are classic car owners. They asked if we could put this together a few years ago. We thought it'd be pretty interesting to host in our parking lot. So they reach out to their friends in the classic car field and their friends, and it's turning into something pretty interesting and fun. So we'll have a number of cars, and we'll have a number of motorcycles this year. That's added and new to the show. And again, it brings out people to the marina.
Mm-hmm.
It brings out the boaters' friends that sometimes don't always make it here, and they could then participate and be part of the whole day.
How long have you been? You mentioned the 25th anniversary. Was it last year, you said?
Yes, it was.
How long have you been affiliated with the Port Authority?
I've been here at the marina. This is my 13th year.
Okay.
As the Port Authority Director.
So you've seen a lot of parties.
Yes, I have. A lot. It's a lot of mid-mornings by the time I get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make sure, again, like I said, everybody's safe. So it is a lot of fun.
How many boats on average do you have at the marina? How many slips are there?
We have right now 900 slips available to be permitted out. And right now we're somewhere in the 420, 425 boat range. So we're just under half full.
So if there's any folks out there that have boats that want to be part of your summer activities, all they have to do is give you a ring?
Yes, they could give us a call at 219-659-7678. And we do have slips available from 30 to 60 feet in length. And we can accommodate you for the remainder of the season, for a night, for a week, for a month.
All right. Free parking, free admission. That's tomorrow, July 8th. Christmas in July, Venetian night at the Hammond Marina. We're going to play another cut right now. And again, the songs you're hearing are the band you're going to see live on stage tomorrow. These are recordings by Joliet Jake, a.k.a. Dave Dillard and the boys. Seven-piece band. We'll talk one more time with them on the other side.
Got a groovy beat now, gonna play it all night long. That's all rocks, that's all rolls, that's all's got a whole lot of soul.
Let me hear you say,
mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdos. People doing their own thing, they don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky, Nassau's gone soul. You know we've got a heavy beat now. Listen to the band play. Hey, hey. Listen to the drummer now. Play that groovy beat. Listen to the bass man. Play that same groovy thing. Guitar man, give me a hand. Play something nice for the people here tonight. You know, everywhere we go, man, people want to know. They want to know one thing. Want to know about the brass. They want to know about the brass.
Hey,
well,
Taking a trip to funkin' Nassau. Getting a little bit of that summer groove going, the island feel. This is A Look at the Arts. You're listening to 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. Thank you for supporting the arts. I'm Tom Lounges, and we are talking about the big party tomorrow, Dan.
Oh, this is going to be a lot
Hammond
of fun.
Hammond Arena.
I know.
Venetian night.
It's right by the casino. There's going to be a lot of food there, I'm sure, too, which you know how I like to enjoy some,
you do like,
some snacks.
And some adult beverages.
Some adult beverages as well. So I want to know what's going on food-wise out there.
Mylan, tell us about that. We've got Mylan, the director of the marina out there. What's going on food-wise?
Well, we're going to have folks grilling. We're going to have three or four, I think, Susan lined up different food trucks.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. Exactly. That's the theme, is to have fun, to have some food, to have some drinks, and just be able to relax. And there's no better place than on Lake Michigan.
Right, right. Now, Dan, you were asking about the beer too. Is there a full beer garden, or is there mini bars? How's the setup?
We will have both craft beer as well as a lot of different domestic beer.
Great. So it's
set
a good,
up right in front of the administrative building.
That's a good variety, because I know some people aren't really into the heavier craft beer, so it's good to have the domestic stuff there. And are you guys using local craft brewers out here, out in the region?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Who's coming out there?
You know what? Dad, I don't know. I should have Susan on the phone with me. She would be able to tell you who's coming out.
I'm sure it'll be good.
It will be good.
I hope it's a really big beer truck and beer garden, because you know the Blues Brothers are going to be bellied up out there half the day. Am I right, Joliet Jake?
I'm getting thirsty just thinking about it.
We're going to have some fun. Now, Dave Dillard again with the Blues Brothers out of Chicago, plays Joliet Jake in the show. They have toured internationally, played for our troops, toured the islands, which islands you'll find out tomorrow in your introduction. But tell us about what the most responsive songs are in the Blues Brothers set. Of course, we all have seen the movies. We've heard the soundtracks. You guys also supplement with some songs that are of the same caliber and done Blues Brothers style with all the brass. What are a couple of the really hot songs that guarantee to get the dance floor going?
Well, you know, audiences are kind of like people, you know, they're different, you know, and what gets some clocks going, other crowds, you know, respond differently. But I would say, as far as like the classic Blues Brothers tunes, you know, Sweet Home Chicago always goes over. And
classic.
I would say that Give Me Some Lovin', which is an old Spencer Davis tune, but that they use it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a great dance song, and which it always gives me a reason to relate my Spencer Davis story. We were playing a festival with them years ago, and we were sharing a dressing room, which is kind of odd. Usually, you know, you have your own and the guys that are considered the stars of the show have their own dressing room, but we shared a dressing room. So I always tell people that I've seen Spencer Davis without his pants on, you know, and it was not a terribly bad experience.
Oh, okay.
He's quite a handsome lad, you know, but so that one always gets him going. And I would say, you know, it's funny, but even old songs that we kind of relate with the Animal House thing, which is a Belushi movie, and also the Blues Brothers, Shout usually gets them tearing out their hair. And that's one of the songs that, you know, like a lot of musicians will turn their nose up at that because they think it's been overused. But that's one of the songs that, you know, if you hit the people at the right time of the night, you know, they're on the ground, they're groveling around on the ground, and people trying to do the worm and all of that stuff. So That's a fantastic song to get people just going crazy out of their minds, you know.
We're gonna have a great show tomorrow. Again, Blues Brothers coming on stage about 7 p.m., and you guys are the full show. Two full concert sets.
75-minute
no
sets.
No opening wow. bands. I mean, you're going to get the boys all night long. They're on work detail.
Yeah, I would say more like the chain gang, but, you know, we're happy to do it, and we will be taking side bets as to whether we have anybody collapsing or falling out during those two sets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My money is on the bass player, yeah. Watch him. He'll be falling out, you know.
All right.
But
Dave Dillard of he plays Juliet Jake in the Blues Brothers. That'll be performing tomorrow at the Hammond Marina. And there's our weather guy again coming in telling us that it's going to storm today, but not tomorrow. So, all right.
It's time to get out there. Tomorrow it'll be a good time to get out there. Right now, just be happy it's not today.
All right. Also with us, Mylon Krasinski. He is the director of the Port Authority. Mylon, anything else before we let you go? We're going to get to another Blues Brothers song here and take the show out in just a minute. But have we missed anything that we need to let people know about?
No, we haven't missed a thing. And just like to say thank you for including us in your show today.
Not a problem. Happy to do it. I am looking forward to tomorrow. I'll be out there fairly early. Again, it's free parking, free admission, plenty of food vendors, a beer garden for adults, lots of music. A car show, motorcycle show, kids games. It says on the flyer, kids games, beach and patio. I don't know where the beach is there. Is it right by the boat slips?
It's just opposite the Binwall sidewalk walkway. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Swimming? When you come out early tomorrow, I'll take you on a tour.
Okay. Is there swimming there tomorrow or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Definitely. Dan, we'll have to bring our trunks.
Yeah, I know, really. I wasn't expecting a nice swim before.
It's a swimsuit beach. You have to have mine.
Okay, even Spencer Davis would have to put his pants on for that.
I know, I guess so.
All right.
Exactly. Mylon,
we will see you tomorrow bright and early for Venetian Night. Thank you so much for sharing your day with us.
Beautiful. Thank you. Everybody All have
right.
a good rest of the day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Director of Port Authority, Mylon Krasinski, has left the building, just like Elvis.
Yeah.
We'd still have Dave Dillard with us. Dave, what else do we need to know about the Blues Brothers? Anything?
Are you guys bringing your swimsuits?
That's a sight I don't think anybody should be forced to see. So we'll either be, I guess you said it's a swimsuit-only beach, so we probably won't be partaking in that. You know, it gets a little bit later in the night, if it were one of those nudie beaches, you know, who knows, but
I hear you.
We might incur the wrath of the law. We don't want to do that, you know.
Now, you're a seven-piece band, so we're going to have the full brass, the whole bit, and I understand there's going to be a special guest going to be popping up on stage tomorrow, too, courtesy of the Hammond Marina, so I don't want to give too much away on the show, but it should be very exciting.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be a lot of fun. And I know the boys are looking forward to it. And so hopefully, you know, we'll get some folks out there that want to join in the fun. And we'll have a good evening. As like you say, the weather this time of year is always kind of the unknown factor.
Right,
and it looks like we're going to get it good tomorrow. So.
Yeah, it's looking real nice.
If anything
today.
Happens, Dan, we're holding you personally responsible.
Right, or maybe I'm just lying to everybody right now.
All right. Dave, thank you for joining us. I do appreciate it. I will see you tomorrow.
All right.
We're gonna play another tune here, Too Much Barbecue. Is there any special story behind that one?
No, other than the fact that it's our tribute to a guy that we grew up loving to hear play, and I would catch the Big Twist every chance we got.
Big Twist and the Mella fellas, gotta love them.
Yeah, they were fantastic, and had a bass player that played with the band, and then joined their band, and he was their bass player for all these years. And so we give a shout-out to our friend Bob Hallage, who is the bass player for the Big Twist. And we would catch him every chance we could get, and right up until the time that he passed. And this is kind of our way. It's funny that guys that you know and are big on the scene, and he was one of the biggest from Illinois here. He was from Carbondale. And when people pass away, even though you think that they are people that are going to have some staying power, it's funny that, you know, we don't meet a lot of people out there that remember him a lot. So this is our way of trying to keep his thing alive and people still remembering the Big Twist because we loved him.
It's one of my favorite songs that you guys do. Will you be performing it tomorrow? Is it part
of
the live show?
Okay. We sure will.
Well, Dave Dillard, thank you for joining us. Again, we'll see you tomorrow at the Hammond Marina Venetian Night, and we're going to give you this song now in memory of the big man with the Panama hat, in memory of Big Twist. Too Much Barbecue by the Blues Brothers.
Man, she thought I was dead. They found me sitting underneath the tree, passed out by the roadside, but only sleeping, don't you see? They checked my levels and they checked my blood, run all kind of tests to see what I'd done. They called a doctor, an intern, a specialist too. They said we don't know what's wrong, hey, with you. So what's my problem, boys?
It's too much barbecue.
Now wait a minute, I never heard anything like that before. What's my problem now?
It's too much barbecue.
Man, it sounds fishy to me. What's my real problem?
It's too much barbecue.
Man, don't you even fool around, tell me now. I want to know what my problem is.
It's too much barbecue.
I was born with a rib tip, just a smoking in my hand. And I was eating whole chickens. That's the truth. My mama told me, my papa told me too. You wanna know what they told me? They say you don't quit eating, son, gonna be the death of you. And I said, now wait a minute, mama. When I'm riding in my coupe de ville, yeah, yeah, the fiberglass whiskers and the charcoal grill, a line of iced tea sitting up in my face.
That's right.
And stereo speakers all over the place. 16 cheeseburgers, well, in a White Castle sack. Oh, a pound of cheesecake. Ooh, man, when I get through with that, let me tell you, fellas, who's up for some pie? Gonna make ourselves a little alligator pie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll throw it all on the grill now. Man, I don't want nothing raw or nothing fried. They check my levels, then they check my blood. Man, they run all kind of tests to see what I've done. Called a doctor, an intern, a specialist too. They said we don't know what's wrong. Hey, with you. What's my problem, boys?
It's too much barbecue.
Now, wait a minute. What if I lay off that hot sauce, sir? What's my problem now?
Too much barbecue.
You mean that burning sensation I got? It's all new to barbecue? No, tell me something different.
Too much
fellas. Tell me what my real problem is.
Too much barbecue.
The sound of that at all. Ooh, you know, because I can't live without my barbecue. Ain't that right, fellas? I love the chicken, the ribs, and them hot links, too. Oh, what the barbecue eating boy to do? Oh, no!
Too much barbecue.
I love the ribs, the chicken, and the hot links, too, y'all.
It's too much barbecue.
I love the hot sauce. Mild sauce and that extra hot mambo sauce too, yeah.
It's too much barbecue.
Oh man, I love that pulled pork. I think that's my favorite of all. Oh no.
Too much barbecue.
Somebody give me some kind of thing. I need some help here now. Hey.
It's too much barbecue.
Oh, I got to have myself some barbecue.
Too much barbecue.
Slow on the side, man. Like, I love that stuff. Oh!
Too much barbecue.
Oh, my, what am I gonna do?
Too much barbecue.
Hey!
Never too much barbecue or beer. And tomorrow, I think, Dan, there's going to be both.
Oof, I'm excited. It sounds like fun. And you know what, Tom? You're going to be emceeing this thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll be there. The band goes on at 7, and I'll be there during the day just hanging out, having fun. But I'm going to emcee on the break between the band sets. They're doing 275-minute sets. I think we'll do like 30-minute break, and I'll be having some giveaways and trivia.
Oh, fun. Right
goofy
on.
Stuff.
Some
you know.
Jokes. You got your jokes
I'm
prepped.
I'm going to tap dance. No, I'm not. With my pants on.
Oh, good.
Unlike right. Spencer Davis. But we're going to have some fun out there.
Honestly, take them off. Who cares?
I like... oh, believe me. We'll clear the room. We're going to have some fun. I love going to the Hammond Marina. It's a beautiful place. Tomorrow, as you mentioned, the weather's going to be great. There's a breeze off the lake. All those
just
beautiful
being by the lake
there.
Itself. Mm-hmm. That is... It's the best place to have a show, I think. You can't get any better than the scenery and just... being right next to that breeze, like you said.
Yeah, and the boats are beautiful. I mean, there's huge boats, little boats, dinghies, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. They're going to be decorated. The deck's going to, or the piers are going to be decorated. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Craft beer, domestic beer, multiple food vendors. Mm-hmm. And again, it's free. Bring the whole family. Where else
great
can you
deal.
Go where it's free?
Yeah.
I love that about Hammond. Hammond in general, they do a lot of free events. Of course, Mayor Tom and the Festival of the Lakes is mm-hmm. coming up. We've got this event here tomorrow. Hammond Marina is where it's at, 701 Casino Center Drive in Hammond. Event pages are on Facebook. Look for the Hammond Marina Venetian Night. It's Christmas in July. Boats and Santa and presents and who knows what all is going
to
happen.
Awesome.
And I'm telling
and
you, these people are party animals.
Oh, I'm sure they are. That's right. By you know you're get you can maybe that people are spending their day out on the lake and they're coming back off the boat mm-hmm. and enjoying some Blues Brothers.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And if you've never seen these guys, the Blues Brothers out of Chicago, Blues with a Z, you owe it to yourself. I mean, 7 pieces, full brass. They do the whole shtick. If you've seen the movies, you're going to love it. There's even going to be a special female guest, I guess, is joining us. That's all I'm going to say. I understand the Hammond the folks are setting something up.
Oh,
so
man.
So it'll be part of the show. The show. The really big show.
I'm looking forward to seeing who that guest is going to be. Yeah. I like surprises, Tom. You know me.
All right, this is happening tomorrow. Once again, it's free July 8th, 2017, Saturday, tomorrow, Christmas in July, at the Hammond Marina. I want to remind everybody that tonight at 11 o'clock, we're going to repeat my Mark Farner of Grand Funk interview with the Midwest Beat Show.
Really
repeat.
Fun conversation.
It was a good conversation. We play some good music. We talk about Mark's career, and that's at 11 o'clock tonight. But let's wrap this up. This is an old James Taylor song that is done Blues Brothers style. We're going to get that steamroller out and steamroll all over you. This is A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges, and I will see you tomorrow. tomorrow at the Marina in Hammond. Adios.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm gonna roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm gonna roll all over you. Jet your sweet soul with a little bit of rock and roll, yeah, and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer, baby. Oh, one churning urn of a burning funk. Cement mixer, baby. I'm one burning urn of a burning funk. I'm your demolition derby. I got a real bad case. Of the steamroller. I said the steamroller. Talking about the steamroller. Steamroller. Baloo. Who?